Hi everyone, this is Denny.
And this is Sharissa, ready to bring you Looking Up.
Starting right after this next song.
Ooh, amazing grace, shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need.
Looking unto Jesus, looking unto Jesus.
I got my eyes wide open and they're only on you. This ain't no side thing.
Your head, little one, lift your eyes. in hope.
Welcome along, folk, on this first day, second half of the year. It's July 1. You are tuning into the Looking Up Show, a live Looking Up Show on Faith FM. It's, of course, July 1, and we are kickstarting the second half of the year in the best possible way, folk, with my good friend, Matt. Matt, welcome to the Looking Up Show.
Thank you very much, Danny, and it's a great pleasure to be here.
Oh, we are so excited. What a way to kickstart the second half of the year. Can't believe the first half has already just whizzed by. And today, Matt is going to share his journey of faith. Wow, and what a journey it is. So, folk, strap in. You are going to be in for the ride of your life because Matt has got some amazing, amazing things to share in his testimony as he shares it this afternoon. So, yeah, it's really, really exciting. I'm so glad that you can join us. My name is Danny. I'm not sure if I even shared that. I was just so excited that Matt's here. I forgot to introduce myself. And of course, we don't have Charissa here with us because she should be landing or has landed, back home. She's been away in the land of the free and the home of the brave, as you know, with her husband Justin and their little bubs, Judah. And there's one even on the way getting baked as we speak. And, so Charissa, if you're listening, Justin, if you guys are listening, if you're traveling home, safe travels, looking forward to connecting with you guys, especially this weekend. So before we get into Matt and just introduce him a little more, I do want to give a plug for a couple of programs that are taking place. So if you're anywhere near the Newcastle area, and even if you're not anywhere near the Newcastle area, if you need to get there and you're coming from a little distance, it will be well worth your while because this Friday night, July 3, and then Saturday, July 4, we have a very, very special series of programs in connection with America's 250th anniversary. Because, of course, July 4, this coming Saturday, is America's 250th birthday since its independence. And so we are going to zero in on America in Bible prophecy because, of course, as our listeners would know well, America is the very epicenter of end time prophecy. We find that in Revelation 13. And so on Friday, July 3, beginning at 6 o'clock with a dinner, and then followed by TED style talks and a panel discussion after that beginning at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday morning, we got from 9:30 all the way to 3:30. We've got lunch provided. We've got more TED style talks. We've got more, panel discussions, and we've even got a baptism thrown in the mix, Matt. Can you believe it?
Well, that's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a baptism as well thrown in the mix. And so wherever you are, if you're especially anywhere near Newcastle, we'd love to see you. It's going to be a wonderful time. We've got giveaways that we're going to provide, some great resources. So yeah, this series is entitled Final Allegiance, America in Crisis. Final Allegiance, America in Crisis. And if you'd like to attend, all you need to do is go to the Faith FM website, and under the events page there, you can find where you can register. So register for yourself and for others. Bring someone along with you, and you will be thoroughly blessed. So that's this coming Friday, July 3, as well as on Saturday, July 4. So this is probably once in a lifetime, Matt. I don't know if this is ever going to be repeated.
Wow. Is it anything like what you told us yesterday in the Bible study?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Wow. It's going to be really exciting. So, yeah. So anyway, that's that. And there's another program that I'm running in Harvey, WA at the end of July, July 25, just a 1-day program. And it's entitled The World on the Brink, Finding Peace in Uncertain Times. It's going to be an updated version of the program that I did in Prescott, South Australia, only a few weeks ago. Excuse me, a few weeks ago. And, yeah, so looking forward to that. So if you're interested in being part of that series, go to the Faith FM website. Once again, the events page there, and you can register and, come along. I'd love to meet you. We'll be having 4 presentations on that day as well as lunch in between. So you will love it. Now, big shout out. I failed to do this last time, Matt. Big shout out to Hilltop P Pizzeria. My good friends Ace and Linda and Eliana, they supplied pizzas. Wow. They supplied pizzas for us in Prescott on the Friday night.
Yum.
I'm telling you, free pizzas. Oh, oh, just beautiful people, beautiful pizzas. And they even supplied, Matt, a Macedonian pizza for me.
Yum. I'd love to try that.
Oh, it was delicious. Yeah. No cheese. No cheese. I don't believe in cheese. No cheese. Macedonian pizza. I'm telling you, see, if you folk, if anybody is there near Prescott in South Australia and you want to try a Macedonian pizza, go to Hilltop Pizzeria. And Ace, who is Macedonian, he was born in the same village as my dad.
Well, he'd know how to cook.
Absolutely, absolutely. So he'll take care of that. So anyway, so we have got Matt here today. Big shout out to the RTM family. I'm sure plenty of them are tuning in, like our mate Jeff.
Yeah, love Jeff.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He was on the show not so long ago sharing his story. So we're going to hear from Matt. We're going to hear his testimony, and he's going to begin rolling that out in just a little bit. But before that, we've got a song here entitled Rock of Ages. So sit back and enjoy Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy lost demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All could never sin atone. Thou must save.
What a beautiful hymn, eh? Rock of Ages.
That was awesome. I loved every bit of it.
That was awesome. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. For organizing that beautiful song. Really appreciate that, Shell. And, she's lined up all these incredible songs. This is our Shell. Yeah, wow. Shell Southwell.
Oh, yeah, Shell's awesome. I love Shell.
She's awesome. She's awesome. She's very much part of the RTM family, even though she's not able to come there with Lyle much because they're out and about. And but yeah, she's the morning show producer, and she puts all the music together for us these days on the Looking Up show.
Wow.
So thank you so much, Shell. So yeah, that was Rock of Ages by Norton Hall Band, and you are tuning into the Looking Up show on this exciting Wednesday, first day in July, second half of the year. We are kicking it off with a bang with my good mate, Matt. So, Matt, wow, how exciting to have you on, mate. It's just so, so exciting. I've been so looking forward to this moment.
So have I. I'm really excited. I'm stoked, actually. You've got no idea how happy I am to be here.
I'm telling you, he is buzzing. If that would interfere with all our electronic gear, we wouldn't have a show. He is just buzzing. I love it. I love it. So, I failed to share with that America in Prophecy series, Final Allegiance, American Crisis. The speakers that we have, Matt, we've got our mate Lyle. Lyle Southwell. Lyle. Yeah. Shell's other half.
Yep.
And so he'll be one of the speakers. I'll be also sharing one message. We've got Boris Yovinov. He's a top bloke. He's a great presenter. We've got Rebecca Cheers. You know, she's going to be talking about blue laws as they relate to, you know, not only the United States but Australia. You know, these religious laws that government passes from time to time, and in particular in connection with Sunday laws. Wow. So she's going to talk about that. We've got Scaffy.
Scaffy,
the breakfast show host, Scaffy. He's going to be one of the presenters. And, of course, Justin Tarosian. So if he falls asleep during his talk, we'll forgive him. The jet lag. Oh, mate, there's nothing worse than trying to share after jet lag.
One day I'll have to meet them face to face.
Oh, yeah. Folk, if you're interested, please go and register at the Faith FM website under the events page there and register. We'd love to see you. It will be a blast. Like I said, this is probably once in a lifetime opportunity. All right, we've had a couple of messages already come through, Matt.
Yeah.
We've got my mate Sue. She's one of our regular listeners, and she's just texted me. She doesn't even bother to go through Faith FM radio because she's got my personal number. So she's messaged me. So thank you. And this is what she has said: pizza with no cheese. Sounds yummy. Go, Sue. Maybe we can start a club, you know, the no-cheese pizza lovers.
We might have the Pizza Huts after us.
All right, so if you're out there, I'd like to hear if there's any other listeners out there who don't want to have cheese on their pizza. So these are the no-cheese pizza lovers. I want to hear from you. My mate Ace, by the way, he also sent a big thank you and heaps of love hearts and go, Ace. And so Ace was telling me cheese is getting expensive. So he liked my idea of no cheese on the pizza.
That sounds like a good idea.
He's like, in this crazy day of inflation and prices going up, he's like, oh, Danny, you're onto something. That's a good idea.
We're not supposed to eat it, are we?
Yeah, absolutely. It just doesn't look right. I mean, you look at it, it's so stringy and, all that stringy stuff. That can't be good for you, surely. Kind of looks like a worm that's been strung out.
I'll be honest with you, I had cheese and tomato toasted sandwich today.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. I get what you're saying.
I can see the cheese melting off you from here. Mate. So anyway, let us know. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. Whether you're a no-cheese pizza lover or not, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, our Looking Up number, is 0488 17624. That's 0488 17624. And send us a message. Let us know where you're listening from. And if you've got any comments, any questions for Matt, he'd love to hear from you. So please let us know. We will have a giveaway as well. Our giveaway today, Matt, is Decoding Bible Prophecy.
Wow.
Decoding Bible Prophecy. Now, I know you love Bible prophecy.
I love Bible prophecy.
You are getting into it like at no time, eh?
I know. I love every bit of it. I wish I could under those numbers, though.
Well, you make sure we won't tell anyone. We won't tell anyone. But if you text the number when I give the code word away, you'll be one of the first ones, and you'll definitely get it. But we won't tell anyone.
Okay.
Oh, I think we just did. No, so Decoding Bible Prophecy. It's a great book that will help you to understand Bible prophecy. Just as the title suggests, we've got a code word that we're going to give away, and we're probably going to give that away either in our next segment or in the segment after that. So stay tuned for that. So anyway, we've got a great show. Oh, Sharissa has just texted me. She is grounded. So I hope you're grounded in more ways than one, Sharissa, because we need you firing on all cylinders.
No, that's good. I'm glad she's home safe.
I hope we're grounded here today, mate. I hope we're going to be grounded.
Me too.
Jeff wasn't sure how this whole interview was going to go. He goes, you two are chaos. Chaos and confusion. You two on the radio and no one here to supervise. I'm telling you, folks, it's just Matt and me. I'm doing the producing and I'm doing the hosting. And there's just Matt. There's no one else here to make sure we're doing the right thing.
I think everyone at church, if they're listening, knows what you're talking about.
Oh, mate. So, yeah, we've got Matt. He's going to be sharing his testimony. Let's keep in prayer. We do want to keep in prayer. We're not going to be focusing on current events and Bible prophecy today, of course, because we've got Matt's testimony. But let's keep in prayer. You know, the thousands and thousands, literally tens of thousands of people there in Venezuela, you know, in particular, who are, you know, having to deal with the aftermath of that horrible twin earthquake. Can you believe it, Matt?
Yeah.
In the space of 60 seconds, two 7.2 or 7.3 earthquakes happened in the space of 60 seconds.
That's close childbirth pains.
Oh, it's horrible. It's
terrible,
horrible, said. Horrible. So anyway, we need to keep those folk in prayer. And, you know, you hear some good news stories of some rescues taking place. You know, there was one, I think, one little three-year-old or something rescued. I'm not sure if you saw it today. I think it came across my news feed. After 6 days.
How's that possible?
Yeah, a miracle baby, a miracle child. So let's pray that there's more miracles. But, folk, all these things are telling us that Jesus is coming soon. You know, just so much going on in the world. We talk about it every week. And these things are telling us that Jesus is coming soon. And that's really the only hope, Matt.
It is.
That's the only hope that we have. So, Matt, looking forward to hearing what you have to share today, mate. And, Linda has also, she's also messaged us. So here we go. We've got something here from Linda. She says, thanks for the shout out. Always great to hear your jolly radio-ness. Oh, there you go.
What a beautiful word.
Someone appreciates it. Hey, Linda. Linda's just lovely. And by the way, on their Hilltop Pizzeria flyer, which, by the way, is in the suburb of O'Halloran Hill there in Adelaide, guess what they've got? Can you see that? Does it look like a chicken? It is a little chicken. Yeah. That's because their daughter, Eliana, she loves chickens. I think they call her Chook. Like her lunchbox is a chicken lunchbox. Her bag's a chicken. If she could, she'd probably dress up as a chicken and go to school, if that was allowed.
I bet they're not allowed to have chicken pizzas.
Let me see. I'm sure they've got – if you've got chicken pizzas, brother, you've got to take that off the menu, surely. I don't know. I haven't checked out to see if they've got chicken pizzas. Oh, yes, they do have barbecue chicken. Oh, no. Oh, no. Anyway, so, here we go. I'm just reading Linda's message here that she shared. Just quickly, the church you had the seminar was Prospect. So it was Prospect Seventh-day Adventist Church. And there's a school there at Prescott. Wait a minute. Oh, the SDA school name here is Prescott. Oh, wow. Okay. So Prospect was the church where I ran the program, and there's a school called Prescott. Seriously. Talk about confusing.
Yeah.
And you and I don't need any encouragement to be confused, do we, Matt?
Definitely not. I got a tongue twister there.
So anyway, so there we go. Thank you so much, Linda, for clarifying that. So yeah, the Prospect Church and the Prescott School. Oh, there you go. There you go. All right. Well, Matt, start us off, mate. So let's just do an overall intro on Matt. You've got plenty of time to talk and share your story. So just overall, let's start at the beginning. Like, where were you born? You know, family, brothers, sisters, and so on.
Yeah, I was born in Gosford Hospital. My mother and father, Neville and Joan, and there's six of us, five boys and one girl.
I've met your dad, Neville, top bloke.
Yeah, dad, top bloke. Dad's good. He's really come a long way.
Mm, amen.
Really, so have I suppose.
Amen.
But, I've got there's me, which is Matthew, Stephen, Kathy, Bob, Chris, and the youngest one I forgot, Darren, and myself. I've got four grandchildren, and I've had two.
You got four grandchildren?
Yes, I've got.
Wow.
I've got Kobe, Braxton, and that's my son's children, Nelson and Jess is their names, and I've got my daughter Chloe. And Hayden, her partner, and they have Phoenix, which is a little cutie.
I love that name, Phoenix.
He's got long, cool blonde hair, blonde hairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then Noah. And they love me very much.
Fantastic.
I'm very lucky.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, are some of them listening right now?
I'm not sure if they are. I know my daughter has to do something with the children.
Well, they can maybe listen to the podcast. They can listen to the podcast.
They're going to have to listen to
it. Yeah, and by the way, folk, yeah, if you ever miss a program because you're busy or you're away or whatever the case may be, just go onto the Faith FM website, go to the podcast section there, and you can listen to any program on repeat, to your heart's content at any time.
I couldn't get onto the podcast, but the other day I got onto it and I was able to hear Eugene.
Oh, yeah, that was Eugene last week. Yeah, what a powerful testimony, eh?
That was good. He's very smart.
Yeah, oh, he's a very smart bloke, yeah. He really shows us up, people like you and me.
Yeah, I've got no hope there. So
that's a little of your family, eh? You grew up sort of in the Newcastle area?
In the Tookley area.
Okay.
I grew up in the Tookley area. I actually went to school here.
Did you? As in Currumbong?
Primary school, yeah.
At the Currumbong Seventh-day Adventist primary school?
In the college here, there was a school at the corner.
Are you serious? Like right here where Avondale University is now?
Yep.
Oh, wow, yep. I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's many moons ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Oh, dear.
Is that like in the days before William Miller?
Oh, we were going to say
in the days Noah.
Of Noah.
Okay, so you went to a little primary school here.
I started in grade one there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a bit of a story, but I had to leave when I got into first form. But we'll talk about all that soon.
Mm-hmm,
And life was pretty good. Mum and Dad were introduced to the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canmore.
Mm-hmm. And I pastored that church for 3 years.
Yeah.
Lovely church.
I know. I think when I first rang you, they were telling me because we were looking for my membership.
Uh-huh.
And I think I spoke to you on the phone.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. I've probably got some stories to tell about that as well. Leonard Barnard was a big part.
Ah, yeah, Pastor Len Barnard.
The famous
missionary pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
He was a really, from my childhood memories,
wow.
He was very special.
He was very special. Wow, we've got so much more to talk about, folk. Now sit back and enjoy Tammy Larson, When the Angels Sing. Wow, this sounds like a classic as well. So sit back and enjoy. And then after that, Matt will continue.
Sing for you and
Everyone, you're listening to a repeat of our live show, Looking Up.
That's right. And if you think this is good, you'll definitely want to tune in on Wednesdays at 3:30 to join us for the live event, because you can actually participate. It's a free giveaway that you can claim. You can text in your questions and prayer requests.
Live is so much more fun.
Looking unto Jesus.
And we are indeed looking unto Jesus on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, this first day in July, and I am here with our special guest today, the one and only Matty Turnbull. Wow, how exciting. How exciting, mate. So Matt, we have this giveaway, and we're going to announce it, but we're not going to give the code word. The code word we'll do in the next segment. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
We'll make them wait for one more segment.
That's a good idea.
All right, so Decoding Bible Prophecy is the giveaway book for this week, Decoding Bible Prophecy. And the number you'll need to have handy to text the code word when we give it at the beginning of the next segment is 0488817624. So, Matt, make sure you remind me in case I forget that we're giving it away in the next segment.
Okay.
So that's 0488817624. And so, yeah, that's the book, Decoding Bible Prophecy. You'll be thoroughly blessed. So we've heard from Shirley. She's tuning in. Great to have you, Shirley. And also Paul. He's just said, great. So he's probably referring to the pizza. He's probably saying, yeah, sounds like a great pizza. A Macedonian no cheese pizza. I'm telling you, you can't do better than that. All right. Okay. So Matt, we were just getting into your stories. You told us a little bit about your family, your background. You're a grandfather four times over. You got two precious children.
Yep.
And, born here in this part of the world, you know, I think you say Gosford?
Yes.
Gosford Hospital, grew up in Gosford. That Tookley area.
Yep.
Nice part of the world there, Tookley on the Central Coast.
It is. When I was young, it was just a lot of bush. There was paddocks everywhere.
Yeah.
And now it's like chaos.
Wow. Since you left. No.
I go back down there sometimes, and I don't want to go back down there sometimes. Where I am now is just beautiful.
So you got a daughter that lives down that way, don't you, or something, or your son?
My daughter is in San Remo.
Okay. San Remo. I know the place super well.
Yeah.
Because the church plant that I was part of down there was in Blue Haven next door.
I think that's where my daughter is now.
In Blue Haven.
Mm, and those areas were a bit rough back in the day.
A bit. It's an understatement. I was there for like 6 years.
San Remo sounds wild, doesn't it?
Hey, it sounds very exotic, doesn't it? Like in America, there's a San Remo.
Sounds
like some exotic Californian seaside town. But, yeah.
P.S. Bronx.
So there you go. Well, so that's really, really cool that you grew up there. So, hey, I'm interested. Yeah, I think you shared your parents, they became Seventh-day Adventist Christians. How did that happen? Do you know how that happened?
I think my Nana Daisy, Dad's mother.
Oh, what a cool name, Daisy.
It was into, and Pop was Teddy.
Uh-huh.
But I think what happened was, what's his name? Ernie Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Introduced my Nana to the church, and Mum and Dad went for a while. I don't know the full story. I've heard that they went and they left and they went back.
Yeah.
I'm not positive about that one, but... No.
So they were introduced to the Canwell Church. That's where they started their journey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, through Ernie Gordon, and they had a back then, you wouldn't believe what it was like. There was just paddocks and little shops, and I got lost on the bush, on the bush tracks where the shopping centre is now, on a mini bike as a kid.
Wow. So you're telling me where that shopping centre is just up the road from where the church is today?
Lake Haven.
Yeah, Lake Haven. So that was all paddocks.
Yeah.
When you were a little fella.
Bush.
Or bush when you were a little fella.
Yeah.
Well, on your pushy, eh? Did you have a pushy?
No, it was a little pull start Victor Malum. Pull start Victor.
Oh, did you have a motorbike? Did
you? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, my brothers were into motorbikes. And
okay.
My dad had got us that mini bike, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so tell us, how did it all begin? Okay, you went to school here, you mentioned that, you went to this little Seventh-day Adventist primary school here on the campus of Avondale University. I didn't know that there was a school here once upon a time, because now it's obviously there on Avondale Road.
When you're coming in on that corner where the gatehouse is?
Yeah.
Right in there.
Wow.
Right in there in the corner there.
Wow.
And then the high school was
behind it. Okay. So how did it all sort of begin? What kind of a kid were you?
I was a brat.
Oh, putting it plainly and simply.
I had a lot of problems. I will start from where I'm not sure if this is where it started, but I spoke with my sister not too long ago. Now, look, when I was 2 years old, a lady was rocking me. I was told this was rocking me in her arms, and I landed on the concrete on my head.
Oh, wow.
And Dad said that I'd had convulsions and all sorts of stuff.
Mm.
Taken me to down to the hospital or doctors or somewhere. And anyway, I think personally, my sister said it could be Asperger's I couldn't learn. When I got to school, I didn't know how to read. I didn't know how to write. It was difficult. And coming to a school where, in those times, my behaviour really was out of whack. I played up a lot. One thing I did.
So did you have learning difficulties as a result?
Yeah. So I was that boy.
And back then we didn't have the support in our system that we do today. Today there is so much support for children that have, learning difficulties.
There's a lot of support. I just done a course at our church with Child Safe.
Oh, AdSafe.
AdSafe.
Yeah.
And they showed a picture that someone had drawn of a little girl, and all the teachers was sitting there with different ways and different moods, and I felt like I was that child, actually.
Mm, mm.
But, all I can say is out there to all of those teachers, I know some have passed, some haven't. There were problems with me, and I am so sorry about the behaviour that I had as a child. I was not a good child. I just could not learn. I couldn't do it. I was good with drawing, and I was good with making things.
Yeah.
But I've come a long way, but we'll get onto that after with all of those things like attitudes, reading and writing and learning.
Yeah. Your story really is a miracle story. On Saturday, I preached that sermon you were there, and you know, we talked about, you know, the metamorphosis. We looked at this biblical word in the New Testament that the Apostle Paul uses, you know, metamorphis, which is where we get the English word metamorphosis, which is, you know, the process from a caterpillar to a butterfly.
That's right.
And you remember when we talked about the testimony, I'm like, what should we call the testimony on Wednesday, Matt? And you said, oh, that sounds about right for me, from a caterpillar to a butterfly.
And that's really
your story. God's taken you as a caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly.
He has. Yelled out, I'm a butterfly.
You did yell out. While I'm preaching, folk, that's what happens at RTM Church there. It all happens.
And then after we collect the offering, I saw a bunch of flowers and I flew over to them.
I'm telling you, if the sermon isn't interesting, Matt will certainly interest you each and every Sabbath at RTM. And by the way, hey, I was a little bit of a brat, a bit of a naughty kid in primary school. I actually ran away from school with a couple of my mates.
Wow.
Ran away from school. I was only in year five. Who does that?
Oh, I know a lot of tracks around here.
Well, we ran away at lunchtime. And talk about apologies. I've had to apologize profusely to my poor teacher, who ended up being my church member, who ended up being my head elder, believe it or not. The teacher, he actually wasn't at the school at the time. He was unwell. And so we had a relief teacher in there. And the poor relief teacher, she had to deal with these primary school kids running away. They called the police and everything. And then after that, she said, look, I gave up on teaching. I realized teaching wasn't for me. Yeah. I felt really bad. But anyway, she thanked me. She says, I want to thank you because it really wasn't for me and I didn't know how to move on. But after the incident with you, I took that as a sign. Yeah. I took that as a sign that I need to find another job. So I know what you're talking about. I had a bit of a short attention span and, got myself into a bit of mischief here and there, but praise God for how he helps us and guides us and leads us. Yeah. So that was primary school.
That was primary school. Mm-hmm. And then when I got to, I did get the cane a lot. Back then they gave the cane.
So kids, if you're wondering what's the cane, ask your parents. If you're travelling home from school, they'll probably inform you.
They were pretty good at it, actually.
Masters.
I'm not.
The cane, did you get the ruler as well?
No.
I got the 1 meter ruler.
I got a choice.
You had a choice?
Honestly, back then, it didn't do me any harm.
Nah.
I think that it was good. I've had a lot of Beltons and a lot of Canaans, and I've been hit a couple of times by older people, and, done me the world of good.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking, folk, what used to happen in the good old days. If you try that now, I think you might be in a little bit of hot water. If you're a teacher today and you tried some of that corporal punishment, as we call it.
I think I liked it.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I know I should say that, but I used to get the cane that much, they must have thought I liked it.
Oh, that's a classic. A classic. They're like, this guy's enjoying this. We need to find a different form of punishment.
I really am sorry. And I'm sorry to Dad too. He must have thought I liked it. Oh, come on, Dad, why don't you rip the shirt? How cliche. No, I'm only joking.
All right,
it's all serious.
Yeah, so that's kind of where things were in primary school. Okay, you had that injury and that obviously impacted you and your learning.
I remember my little booklet you take home for reports.
Oh, yeah?
And it had F, 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 and then there was whatever the next number was.
Uh-huh.
And I just...
Fantastic? Does F stand for fantastic?
Sure, it probably did. But you know what? I did do the wrong thing.
Well, there's no Fs today. You can't get an F.
No.
It's like politically incorrect and it'll ruin their self-esteem and so on and so forth. So there's no Fs allowed in the on the report card today. Not sure what they use for like a fail or, you know, not up to scratch. I'm not sure. Maybe try harder, a T. T for try harder. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's some parents out there, if you can text us. So instead of an F, what do they give the kids that really just have no interest in that particular subject?
Yeah. No, you know, I was asked to leave the school. I won't say why, and I deserve to be asked to leave the school. But it, the sad part was I lost all my friends.
Oh.
I lost them all. Oh, that's all I knew. I
didn't so you left the school here, this primary school here?
I had to leave. They asked Mum and Dad, we want him to leave, not expel him, but we'd like him to leave, which was nice.
Yeah.
And I deserved it, but I...
Do you remember what year you were in?
First form.
No way. You're in grade one?
High school.
Okay, so this is year seven. Okay,
yeah,
first
year
form.
Seven now,
year
yeah.
seven. Okay.
And then I had to go to Gorokin, and I went home and I couldn't tell Mum and Dad. When they got the phone call, look out, I was in trouble.
Mm.
Anyway, and it was heartbreaking for them too.
Yeah.
They tried so hard. Like, they both worked and had six kids. They were putting us all into Currumbong. I don't know how they done it, whether they had help or what it was.
Big sacrifice on their behalf.
Yeah, well, Mum a nurse, Dad's at the gatehouse at the power station and six kids to look after, and it would have been really hard. Mm. But and my mother had a bad childhood. Her parents died in their 30s from alcohol.
Oh, wow.
They were rough. They were really rough from what I know.
Mm.
Anyway, back to the school thing. When I had to go to a public school and I didn't know the world.
Mm.
I was in a shell.
Mm. Little school, little Seventh Adventist primary school.
Yeah.
Insulated.
I didn't know what was out there. And I didn't even know why I was behaving the way I was at the time. But when I went to Gorokin High School, I got an A-plus for conduct.
What?
Yep.
A-plus for conduct.
In the first half, the second half of the year, I got an A.
Wow. That is phenomenal. Yeah. What a turnaround.
It was like this. I come from a school, a good school, with good...
Well, maybe compared to the rest, you were like a saint there in Gorokin.
You should have seen it. It was a circus.
You've come from a little Adventist school where there's morals and values and discipline, and you've gone to Gorokin where it's anything goes, and you were seen as a model student when it comes to conduct.
It was like going into the Bronx.
Mercy.
All right.
We're going to have to pause it there. We've got Jordan Feely's Satisfied. Sit back and listen to this beautiful song, and then we're going to come back with more from the Bronx. Sit back. Don't go away.
I have stumbled through the darkest of the valleys, and I have climbed upon the highest of the hills. All my traveling has brought me to your fountain, and all I want is to come and drink my fill. All I want is to come and drink my fill. My heart, your throne, this life belongs to you and you alone. Let there be no divide, and only you may my soul be satisfied. There is beauty that can lead into temptation, and there are voices that would call me far away. But I have found in your surrender my salvation, and in your love I've come to find a resting place. Yes, in your love I've come to and oh. This light belongs to you and you alone. Let there be no divide, and only you may my soul be satisfied, and only you may my soul be satisfied.
Well, that was Jordan Feely's Satisfied. Only you, only in you is my soul satisfied. I love those words. Matt, wasn't that just so powerful?
Me too. I'm still trying to think of that song before that about the angels.
Oh, yeah, sing. When the Angels Sing. Yeah, by Tammy Loreen. Beautiful song, eh, When the Angels Sing. And so the good news is, Matt, you can listen to this program over and over again. So on the podcast, so you can listen to those beautiful songs.
Oh, I certainly am. Yeah.
And you can listen to what you actually said. You'll be like, did I actually say all that?
I could have said a lot more.
We're having a great time here, folk. We've got our special guest here, Matt, and he's sharing his life journey from a caterpillar to a butterfly.
Amen.
By the grace of God. And so it's time for our giveaway, Matt.
Okay.
I promised that in our last section there. So our giveaway is Decoding Bible Prophecy. So folk, get ready. I think we have, I'm not sure how many of these we have to give away today, but however many there is, get in quick and make sure you get your book, Decoding Bible Prophecy. This will be a real, real blessing. So the number is 0488817624. That's 0488817624. So you need to text the code word, which is LU26 code. That's LU for looking up, 26 for 2026, LU26 code, CODE. So text that word to 0488817624. And this book will be coming your way. Sounds like a great book, eh?
Sounds like a really good book.
Did you get the code word, Matt? Are you ready to text?
Aye.
He's onto it. He is onto it.
I haven't done it yet.
No, he hasn't done it yet. So he's see how kind he is. He wants our listeners to have first dibs.
Amen.
Okay. He's just happy to be in the queue, you know, at the back of the queue.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So anyway, all right, folk. And, Matt, you've been sharing with us your story and how God has led and gone. Do you know why I like hanging out with you? Because a lot of your experiences are very similar to mine. You know, you and I would have got up to a lot of mischief together.
I reckon.
We would have been partners in crime, guaranteed.
I think so. I think we're pretty much alike.
We are.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what my poor wife's like. She goes, I know why you like Matt so much. You're so like him.
Yeah.
We both like to laugh and we both see the funny side of things. And yeah.
For sure.
It's a good way to be.
For sure. I'm very lucky to have you in my life.
Oh, look, mate. Yeah. I just love having you as well in my life. So it's a real, real blessing. And so yeah, Matt, so let's continue the journey. So you're in high school and the teachers have asked in a nice way for your parents to move you out of this little Adventist school. You've ended up in the Bronx, Gorican High School.
Oh, dear.
And you're kind of like a model student there in comparison.
It was just an eye-opener. Like, I'd never seen anything like this before. It was like people were swearing at teachers down the corridors and people smoking everywhere and in the toilets. And it was just like an eye-opener.
So it was like a movie.
It was like in my eyes, it was a horror movie.
Wow. So you've come from this little Seventh-day Adventist school where everyone smiles and there's worship and there's this and that and people are, you know, teachers are praying and everyone's nice and there's certainly no swearing or there's no one smoking in toilets and anything like that. And all of a sudden you've gone into this Bronx, as you call it.
The Bronx. And then on the weekends it would be like you see people I started to learn about that, but just before that I'd see the young kids around we'd be mowing the lawn and helping Dad around the yard on Sunday because we'd been to church Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd see all these young'uns walking past with surfboards or in groups of mates. But then when I went to Gorick and I started to catch on to all this and I actually liked what I was seeing at the time. And I followed suit a little bit. Some things were scary. Marijuana was offered to me at one stage. I was like, oh, I don't know about that. That sounds, wow, this is crazy.
Mm.
And I did end up smoking marijuana. Not as bad as a lot of people, but I did end up smoking it. And I'm glad that I'm not chained to it.
Praise the Lord. So you were, yeah. So you took alcohol and marijuana for some time.
Yeah, alcohol wasn't a big thing for me, but I had like the beer after work, which we'll talk about after. Mm. But now and again, I'd met people, started to meet people. I met these people from St. Mary's, and these boys seemed harmless.
So this St. Mary's school.
St. Mary's in the back, Western Sydney boys.
Oh, okay.
And they were on the coast for a holiday.
Oh, wow.
They asked for a hand to push their car, and I said yes. So we gave them a push, and then they invited us down to St. Mary's. And I was still a young boy, really. Our mum and dad were – I was a bit uncontrollable, really. They didn't want me doing that, going off doing those things, but I did.
Mm.
And anyway, so they invited me down, and I went down, and they loved me so much. Everyone's parents seemed to have had a big, like a crush on me. They thought, well, this kid's really polite. He says please and thank yous, and it was a bit unusual. And I probably looked a bit unusual. Some people thought I was a bit strange,
mm.
but there was a difference,
mm.
and I'm happy to say that when I was down there, I watched all these people for a long time, and I did have my first LSD trip there, and I was only a little kid,
mm.
really, and that was just crazy. I had got on to magic mushrooms, believe it or not, at the back of Currumbong.
Mm.
And, you know, I never got onto heroin or speed or anything like that. I had my wits about me there. Plus my mate's brother was in and out of jail, Gary, and he was on heroin, and he gave me a good warning when I was younger that if I touched this, he was going to give me a flogging. And I actually took Gary away from the Central Coast 3 times and got him off heroin.
Mm.
And it wasn't very nice, but he was a really good bloke when he was off it. But when he was on it, he'd rob his mother. You know.
So you've seen firsthand the negative effects of addiction to drugs.
Yep, I've been hit. I was hit one day. I was a child when I look back. I was driving, but I was a child, and this bloke gave me some things to sell, hash or whatever it was called, and I still had one left at home, and he'd been in jail for 9 years, this guy, and it was old enough to be more, probably older than my dad, and big guy too, and he come up to me at the garage, and he goes, have you got 20 bucks? 20 bucks. And next minute, I didn't even know where I was.
Mm.
He hit me, knocked me out. And the shop people come out and got me, and my face ended up swollen really big, really big. But I don't know. He chased us, and he said, if you tell the police, well, we're going to be dead. Over 20 bucks.
Mm.
Anyway, I still had it for him. But anyway, it was a good knock.
Mm.
It was a good hard knock for me. It was disgusting, really, but. It was a good knock. Anyway, other experiences. Let's get into a bit of once I was at Nora Head, and some boys from St. Mary's came up, and we were all having this smoke, and I don't know what was in it. Next one, everyone was screaming and looking over the edge of the cliff at Nora Head, and I saw this shadow. It was huge. It was like a big giant shadow. And it climbing up the mountain. But the funny thing was, I can always remember that everyone else was looking up at it and screaming. So there's one incident that I saw, and another time Just a few times I saw things like this. When I was smashed, I would see people's faces change and stuff like that. But I come to terms with it that I was talking to a fellow the other week, a good young bloke, friend of mine, and he said that he had made magic mushrooms. And he said to me, I was talking to him, I'm always talking to him about God. And and Jesus and the stories, and he said to me, Matt, my other mate Harry was there, who doesn't want to hear about it, and he said, Matt, you're not, are you? And I said, yes, I am, because this is Simon I'm talking to. And Simon asked me, he said, Matt, my mate started to do devil signs and pull all these faces and stuff, and I looked at him and I said, Simon? Is that, are we right?
Yeah, carry on.
I said, Simon, is, you know, it's quite possible that what we see when we're off our faces like that, what you're seeing is real. You could be seeing demons, all sorts of stuff. He goes, Matt, I'm not thinking about coming to church. I'm going to come to church.
Wow.
And I said, amen. And I said, I gave him the great controversy that you've got some at church. I gave him one of those. They're going away, and I hope he reads it. And from my experiences, like when I was younger with that sort of stuff, is I was not on drugs one night or alcohol, and I was at the front of my place at Norriville with my younger brother, and my younger brother was stoned, and he looked up and he goes, what's that? And I looked up and I saw a great giant ball bearing shape with a really dull, not shiny surface, no lights, no sound, and it wasn't very high, and it went over. And I know what I saw. And years later, I was talking to my dad's brother, my uncle, who he passed away now, but he was at lives at Diamond Head when he was alive. And he said to me, hey, mate, I was sitting out on my balcony one night and I saw this great big giant ball bearing looking thing, exactly the same thing as I saw without even knowing I saw it. And so it's just obvious to me.
So you were connecting how the enemy, Satan, works on the minds of individuals who are taking these narcotics, you know, these drugs, these mind-altering drugs. And so that's why the Bible is so clear, that God wants to, he wants us to have clear minds, because, you know, God wants to communicate to us through our minds. Exactly. And, you know, let the Apostle Paul, I'm thinking of Romans 12, you know, verse 1 and 2, it talks about, be renewed by the transformation of your minds, you know, may your minds be renewed. And, you know, having the mind of Christ, the Apostle Paul talks about in Philippians chapter 2, and, you know, our minds being saturated with the Word of God. And the enemy has, he's invented drugs to destroy the mind in order to destroy that pathway of communication that God has, or that God wants to have with us. If he can cut off that communication pathway between heaven and us, then we're in serious trouble.
Exactly.
Be it alcohol, be it, you know, drugs, whatever the case may be, he has invented these items in order to, you know, keep us away from Jesus, ultimately.
Well, the funny thing, he really ruined it for himself because I saw what I saw. And even when I was straight that night and I saw what I saw, and another time I was with my first wife, because I've been married twice. My first wife, it was my second wife. I jumped a page there, but that's okay. We were, Pauline had a lot of problems. She was adopted by a sergeant, Crown Sergeant, when she was three, from one of those girls' homes. And they were a beautiful family and they were really good to me. I love those people. They've passed on now. But anyway, Pastor Peter Saunders was running the Camel Church at the time. Pauline and I got a bit involved with the church for a little while, which was a big thing. And we really enjoyed it, actually, when our children were little. Anyway, Peter Saunders came around and I don't know. I don't even know if Seventh Day Adventists do that, to tell you the truth, but he'd just been around to chase demons or something out of some person.
Well, yeah, well, look, you know, that there's the Bible talks about that. The Bible talks about demon possession, and there is a way that by God's grace and through the power of his Spirit, we can help people be free from demon possession. You know, I've been part of, you know, experiences like that. So, yeah, it's very, very powerful. Well, Matt, we're going to continue on with a song. Steve Green, In Christ Alone. And yeah, we can both vouch that In Christ Alone is our only hope. So sit back and enjoy. And after that, Matt will continue his journey.
My strength, my song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death.
I'm Rochelle, and you can join me every Thursday afternoon on Faith FM for the Book Nook. We'll discover great books, chat with inspiring authors, and enjoy great music and giveaways. We'll also be joined by Lyle Southwell each week for Question of the Day, where you'll get answers to your Bible questions. There's no question too big, too small, or too strange. So text in on 0488 80856. Tune in live to the Book Nook with Rochelle each Thursday from 3:30 p.m. New South Wales time.
You're listening to Faith FM, positively different radio.
And yes, indeed, you are listening to Faith FM, and it's the Looking Up Show with Danny and my good mate Matt, and he's been sharing his journey of faith with us, and time has been flying by. Matt, have you noticed how time flies?
Going so fast, it's hard to get over the skin.
It's incredible. It happens every week. And you were just listening to that beautiful song from Steve Green, In Christ Alone. That's a beautiful song, Matt.
It is.
And yeah, I have had word back from our friend Sharissa, where we will be running the Final Allegiance America in Crisis program over this Friday night and Saturday. And so many people have asked, we can't get there. We're too far away. We'd like to tune in. We're going to live stream the entire series. So the entire program with the TED style talks, the panel discussions, special items, the baptism, everything will be live streamed. So all you need to do is go to YouTube and type in Hamilton SDA Church. That's Hamilton SDA Church. And you'll be able to watch it beginning at 7 p.m. on Friday night, this Friday night. So that's really, really good news. And hopefully we'll be able to upload it all onto YouTube as well. And people will be able to continue to watch and pass it on to their friends in the coming days and weeks. A final plug, and I want to give away the code word once again, Decoding Bible Prophecy. That's our book, our giveaway book, LU26 code. Text that word to 04-888-17624. That's 04-888-17624. That is LU26 code, and that book will be coming your way. So that's all I need to share on that. And by the way, Sue, my friend Sue from my church there at Boolaroo, she shared a message with me that, yeah, she can identify with your struggles at school because she also had learning difficulties, and she said it was a real challenge. And she actually had to move from a little Seventh Adventist school to a public school. But she loved her teacher. So she said she had the best teacher. Obviously was very understanding, very caring, and able to help her. So, Matt, let's continue the journey. So
time is going fast.
It is flying.
We'll go back to this where the pastor came around after he'd been to one of those places to anyway, he was having a prayer, and Pauline, my ex-wife, was sitting on one side of the room. He was sitting on the other, kneeling on the other, and I was in the middle. And while this prayer was happening, for some strange reason, Pauline started making these odd noises.
Wow.
And he didn't come around to do anything like that. She was just moaning or something, and I had my eyes shut, and I was a little bit freaked out. And then I felt like there were shadows going past my eyes. And then at the end of the prayer, I opened my eyes and I looked up, and I saw shadows melt into the roof, just disappear into the roof. So what I'm saying here is, everyone out there that's listening, is that if you don't have any proof or anything else to show you that there is something out there,
the supernatural,
it's there. It's there. I know it's there. So my prayer is that you all grab heed, because Jesus is coming soon, and I pray that he's all.
So you're encouraging people to zero in and focus on the divine supernatural, Jesus supernatural.
Jesus.
So give your heart, give your life to Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, to work in you, and shut the door to the enemy and his power.
Exactly.
Amen.
So when I left church, and I was all out of my mind and everything else, especially after Paul and I had split up, I had brought the two children up. Paul and I had a lot of she was living a bit more the dream than I was, and I asked for a meeting, and I said, I think I should bring the children up, don't you? And she actually let me, which was a good thing, big thing to do too, because I was more safe in my hands with me and my parents.
Yeah.
Anyway, I used to take them camping and do all sorts of things. But anyway, I'll just speed things up a little bit past that. And as time went on, I went up to the Tickley RSL Club one Saturday night because I was pretty good at dancing and I liked dancing back then, and a young fella bought me a beer, and I didn't feel real well, and I went to the toilets, and I was violently throwing up in the toilets. It was horrible. It was the worst ever throwing up I've ever done in my whole life. And then a bouncer came in, and he said, "Get out, you're drunk." He said the other word, but I'll say drunk. And I just stood up and I was spinning across the room. And I didn't even think what was going on because I only had one beer. And I didn't even know what to say. And then that young bloke that bought me the drink walked in and said, "I'll take it from here," which I didn't take any notice. It just took me a few years to catch on. And had took me home and they were taking photos, and it took me a few years to remember this. And the word got around that they had put something in my drink, and I had a stroke that night.
Wow.
And I lost my vision in my brain in the right-hand side, so I'm totally blind out. My provisional, I wasn't allowed to drive. I was running into trees and cupboard doors. And but, you know, my mum said, she's gone now, but she said, "Son, you've had a stroke of luck."
Well, yeah,
it sort of knocked me in the gear a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
My pancreas went. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning one night, and I was in massive pain. I was going to ring mum and dad. Instead, I rang an ambulance, and I was in hospital for 4 days. And they said, "You're an alcoholic." And I said, "I'm not an alcoholic. I stopped drinking today. I don't care if I don't drink." She said, "I work hard because I was a bricklayer and I'm good at it," might say. Anyway, she said, "Oh, I've got to get you the AA bloke." And I said, "Well, you can get him if you want. Do you want Valium?" I said, "No, I don't need anything. You're making me cranky. I'm starting to sound like an alcoholic." Anyway, I didn't need to drink again. I never wanted to drink again. But all these things are lining up, stopping smoking, cigarettes. So then I went to a doctor because I had a numb hand and I had to have a laminectomy, which is in the back of your neck. Mm-hmm. The hospital was worried that I was going to be crippled from the neck down within 12 months. And I've still got a numb hand.
So your health was really falling apart.
Cop some, yeah. I was grey in the face from smoking. My three fingers now are still tingly.
Wow.
No, that won't come back. Anyway, we'll pass that. And I've passed a lot of things, actually. I'll go to bricklaying with some mates looked after me over the years. And they said, "Matt, be good if we could get you back into the bricklaying and just a little bit here and there to help you to use your mind and your hands." And I think they just knew I could lay 1,000 bricks a day. But anyway, they have been good to me.
And how long did you bricklay for? How long were you a bricklayer for?
From Newcastle earthquake days, which was about 1990, I think. Before that, it was like chicken factory and meatworks. But I really enjoyed it. Now, as I told you before, I couldn't read or write. I put myself through TAFE, and I was just getting over the 50s to get through it. It was difficult, and I made it, and I became a qualified bricklayer. And
praise the Lord.
It is touching. I'm very lucky.
Yeah, absolutely.
To come from that to be able to get a trade. Anyway, when I had a stroke, I was seeing a gambling counsellor because I had problems. I didn't have much in life, so I just played the poker machines a lot. And and I went to a gambling counsellor, and they advised me to go into Wong TAFE and for rehabilitating, and especially for reading and writing. And anyway, when I went in there, Dad went in with me to sign me up to do the class. The teacher said to the other teacher, she told me later, I can't have him in my class. She loved my stories. She loved the way I told stories. She fell in love with me.
Well, you are a good storyteller.
Yeah, the teachers hated me as a young fella. I thought they hated me, and then the teacher was in love with me. It was really strange. And I really believe she was in love with me. And we didn't live together, but we were together for about 10 years, and she was a very smart, highly intelligent girl. She's a Torres Strait Islander, her parents were pretty good, actually, like smart. But anyway, we'll cut that one there. Melinda was a top lady, and she taught – sorry, I won't cut it there. She taught me a lot of things, a lot of things. She introduced me to a guy whose books I was finally reading, Les Norton. He's passed away. I met him. I loved his books and reading them. They weren't Christian books, but they were pretty cool stories. Anyway, Melinda and I, she helped me out. She said, mate, instead of the gambling, which you backed off on, how about you, we go house in a block of land up at Pindyma, a non-urban block. And I had nothing. And I went, no. And then I went, I want to do it.
That's north of Newcastle, isn't it,
yes, Pindyma? Yeah, near Tea Gardens.
Okay.
And I decided to do it. So we went in and we found one for about 13 years ago for $9,000. And, well, we got them down to 9,000 because you couldn't live on it. Anyway, we'd bought that. My uncle helped me build a shed on it. And I was living there, actually. Not supposed to, but I was. And Melinda and I ended up splitting up, and I had to lose the whole lot. I was devastated, heartbroken, not just for the relationship breakup, and it's not just her fault. I had problems too. So it's not always one-sided. Anyway, I'd lost her, and then I figured I was going to lose everything, and I started to talk to God when it was up for sale, and I asked Jesus to come back into my life to guide me. I was already learning Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus on the guitar and a few other things, which my timing was no good, but I could play it to myself. And then I went on to this bricklaying job, and I met Marty Stafford.
Top bloke.
I couldn't believe it. And then these young blokes come onto the job, and they've walked in. I've gone, wow, look at the faces on these guys. These young fellas, they've got to be from Currumbong. And they were. And I thought, what's going on here? And then I said to Marty, I said, I haven't got a Bible. Could you get me a Bible, please? And I think he brought me in about 3. And then he ended up on another day bringing me 5. Because I was wanting to hand them out. And I started to read it. And then I started to look at RTM Church on the internet from Pindyma. And I jumped the page. Before that happened, we'd sold my block, and I thought, I've got no hope of getting anything. All I got out of it was about $33,000 when we sold it. And I found a block up the road for $30,000.
Wow.
It was the only cheap block there in Pindyma. It had trees everywhere from the road. It looked like it was just trees. Anyway, I grabbed my mate Harry and I said, come. Harry goes, Matt, I don't want you to gamble your money. I want you to do the right thing. Come on, let's go and have a look at it. So we went up, had a look at it. I walked in, I'm yelling out, Harry, come in here. There was no trees in the middle. And I rang up the real estate and I said, what about 15 grand? And he goes, they said no. And I said, 20's all I've got. I had $28,000 left. And he put the thumbs up. I've got no way. I've been praying to the Lord.
Wow.
I've been praying to the Lord for mercy. You might say, mercy, please, Lord, I give you my heart, everything, not just for a block of land, but I'll just give you my heart. And next minute he was blessing me.
Wow.
Like you wouldn't believe.
The only bit of land there for something that you could afford, and it was waiting for you. It had your name on it.
It did.
Wow.
And then I Harry goes home to his wife and he goes, oh, you should show it. Matt's just bought. I don't know. I don't think he knows what he's doing. And then I've got it cleared and he come up and he was so impressed. And then we were building a little shed on it.
Wow.
And he goes home and he goes, oh, I still don't think Matt knows what he's doing.
But the Lord does.
Yeah,
but the Lord does.
He knew what he, Jesus knew what
and
he
And that's
was.
Where you are to this day.
I just can't
That's your home it. Right now.
Yes. He has blessed me. You should see my place. It's full of fruit trees and animals and everything I could possibly want. And right down to the wire on the fence for $40 instead of $150. The post for free.
Wow.
And then it started raining. These other people were trying to put them on their car. And I said,
Wow.
It's just.
Wow, Matt. We're gonna have to hear more of this, how the Lord is leading. And but in the meantime, now sit back and enjoy Brandon Heath, Bend.
I am not my family tree. These are different leaves, you know. There are miles and miles between my roots and what I'm trying to grow. The slave is sold, nor am I royalty. I've worn them both, the finest coat and rags that barely cover me. But there's mercy in the soil, mercy in the sun, learning to forget. What cannot be undone, and what was meant to harm can harm you in the end. Stepped out on a limb, I thought might break, but love said it will only bend. It will only bend. I am not my past mistake, by some place and time. Nor am I a trophy case, trying to maintain my shine. I have dreamed a thousand dreams, watched a grain and famine grow. My family tree, I have branches of my own. But there's mercy in the soil, mercy in the sun, learning to forgive what cannot be undone. It will only bend. Oh, does fate resign us to find shelter for our wounds beneath the battered roof of broken dreams? Oh, but I will choose to stand in the shadow. These are different leaves, you know. Oh, oh, oh. But there's mercy in the soil, mercy in the sun, learning to forgive what cannot be undone. And what was meant to harm can harm you in the end.
Hey everyone, you're listening to a repeat of our live show, Looking Up.
That's right, and if you think this is good, you'll definitely want to tune in on Wednesdays at 3:30 to join us for the live event, because you can actually participate. It's a free giveaway that you can claim. You can text in your questions and prayer requests.
Live is so much more fun, so catch you then.
Looking unto Jesus.
You are indeed looking up to Jesus here on the Looking Up Show with Danny and my good friend, our special guest, Matt, who has taken us on an incredible journey of faith, how God has led and guided every step of the way from when you were dropped as a little tacker all the way through. Yeah. To how God has opened up this new home, the butterfly experience. And now we are moving well and truly into the butterfly experience, from the caterpillar to the butterfly.
Definitely.
And before we continue Matt's journey, just a final opportunity. If you'd like to get that book, Decoding Bible Prophecy, 0488817624 is the number you need to text the code word, which is LU26 code. So text that word, LU26 code, to 0488817624. And by the way, the live stream of the America in Prophecy series beginning this Friday night at 7 p.m. and then continuing Saturday morning from 9:30 all the way to 3:30 with lunch in between. You'll need to go to YouTube, Hamilton SDA Church, but you'll need to take a note, New South Wales. So the Hamilton New South Wales SDA Church, because there's a few different Hamiltons. There's one in Victoria. I pastored a Hamilton church in New Zealand, North New Zealand. There's a Hamilton church where I was a pastor for 4 years. Lovely people. So yeah, Hamilton SDA Church, New South Wales, NSW. And you'll be able to find the YouTube there. All right. So Matt, God opened up this beautiful patch of land that is where your home is right now. And in an incredible way. So he had it there waiting for you. As you surrendered your heart and your life to him, he said, I want to provide this for you.
Yeah, well, everything else is like over $100,000. My mate just got one cheap, but not that cheap, but everything is
like $100,000 or so. And here you are getting a property for $20,000.
For 20.
And that's pretty much all you had left.
The first one I used to flood.
Wow.
And they called me Gumboots. But this place is just beautiful, and I'm so thankful to our Lord for what he's done for me, and I have no denial whatsoever. My heart, you have no, you really have no idea how my heart is shining always, whether it be, doesn't matter what happens anymore, doesn't matter how sick I get or if anything goes wrong or anything else, I'm okay, I'm on board that ship.
So you've got Jesus in your heart, Jesus in your life, and that's all that matters.
I have. And you know, a long way, a lot of times through my journeys in life, I've always remember saying, please, Lord, don't leave me behind. When those days come that you're going to return and take everyone home, I don't want to miss out. And here I am.
Amen. Amen. So you mentioned before we went to that beautiful song from Brandon Heath, Bend, beautiful song indeed. You mentioned RTM Church. So you were looking into RTM Church, Raymond Terrace, not far away from Pindoma. And then what happened? Did you end up coming to the church, or what happened?
I did. I was down on the Central Coast at my kids, and then I was traveling back, and I thought, I'm going to get to that church. And then I thought, you're going to be an hour late. And I went, I'm not listening to that voice. I'm not hearing it. I don't want to hear that voice. I heard it, but I don't want to hear it. Mm. I just want to hear Jesus say, you go to that church.
So the enemy was sowing the seed of, you're too late, you're an hour late, don't bother.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was hearing. And so I kept going and I made my way to that church, and then I got to the door and I was talking to Monty and Mary.
Monty's always at the door, the front door.
Yeah. And I had a big chat with Mary, and then she said, come in. And so I walked in.
So how long ago was this? Like how many years ago was this?
Not long, over 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Probably two and a half. I might be getting close to three.
Wow.
Time flies. Anyway, so I walked in and I'm talking to Rod.
Yeah, good old Rod. Yeah, Rod and Sherilyn.
Yep, I'm talking to Rod and I said, oh, how you going? I used to go to Currumbong when I was younger, but I lost all my friends and I was devastated. And he goes, who'd you know? And I said, oh, Narelle Redwood. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Probably just stick to the first names.
Yeah, okay.
Not that they'll mind.
No, they won't mind. And then I said, Sherilyn Moody. And he goes, huh, that's my wife. She's up there singing.
Oh, wow.
No way.
You went to school with Sherilyn.
I always had to repeat third class because my teacher, Mrs. Pynchon, had a crush on me.
Oh, mate, all these crushes you had from various teachers.
Oh, terrible, isn't it? Anyway, then I was in Sherilyn's class. Uh-huh. And like I said before, you know, I lost all those kids, they were, you know what it's like, being a child and you've got all your friends.
Yeah, oh, it's devastating.
I lost them all. And so I've walked into this place after everything that Jesus has already done for me and just doesn't stop fulfilling everything. Mm. And I walked in and here's Sherilyn.
After 50-odd years.
After all those years, that's a lot of years. And anyway.
Did you recognise her?
Yeah.
Straight away, huh?
Yeah. And we got talking, and then Marg and a group of them, they just sat around me, and I just had to keep going back. They sat around me, and they were just beautiful people.
They welcomed you into your new family of faith.
There was so much love and so much honesty in there that I'm still there.
Wow.
I love it. As people started to move on and that I was teaching, I've taught myself how to play the guitar and I wasn't any good at being in tune, but we thought, well, Sherilyn asked me, would you like to give it a go?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I'll give it a go. And I got up there and, oh, boy, my timing was.
But that's the beauty of RTM Church. I love RTM Church because it gives everyone a go. We're not there about having a polished performance. We're there about praising God, giving him the best, and everyone has an opportunity to share.
It's a beautiful family. It really is. And if you want to come and visit, please come and visit.
Yeah, absolutely. RTM Church, just look it up. We'd love to have you there. We're in the main street of Raymond Terrace.
Yes.
And
start at 10 o'clock.
Start at 10 o'clock, and every first and third Saturday we'll feed you as well.
Whoa, good feed.
Very good food. The fellowship is out of the world.
Oh.
And the pastor there is amazing.
Oh,
what do you reckon of the pastor?
Denny's awesome. especially when there's haystacks.
Oh, especially when there's haystacks. Oh, Matt's the best. The last time there were haystacks, I think I was at my other church and I came for the lunch because there were haystacks. I like drove 40 minutes from my church at Boolaroo to get to RTM and Matt had my plate all ready to roll because all the haystacks were gone by the time I got there. But Matt had organized my haystacks plate.
Yeah.
Top of the class, mate. Top of the class. The best deacon I've ever had.
Well, we'll get to that. Anyway, so Sherilyn's got me up there on the stage and I thought, no, you don't do that again. That's embarrassing. And then I thought, no. Don't you hear that? You keep going. And then I kept going and then it got easier and better and I got more confident. And then when they let me start talking.
Oh, no. Look out.
At first I was shy, but then I thought I was the Prime Minister.
Oh, mate, RTM's never been the same.
I don't want to sit down. Our pastor at the time, well, he wasn't a pastor, but it was
Our mate, what's his name?
Mark.
Yeah, good old Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, he was there before me.
Yes, and I asked Mark.
Pastor in training. He had his training wheels on. Top bloke.
I said, I'd love you to baptise me, Mark. And he said, no worries. So he ended up baptising me, but we couldn't find he wanted me to go down to that water down there at Ram Terrace. And
Isn't there bull sharks down there?
That's what the council told me when I got there. I said, I wouldn't do it if I was you.
It might be the last thing you do. If you're going to go out, mate, that's when you want to go out, at your baptism.
Exactly. Well, Rod said, don't worry about it, mate. I'll get in front of you with a pitchfork. And I said, yeah, it'll come in from behind me.
Okay. So you were not game enough to get baptised there in the river.
So we couldn't find a font, and I drew a picture of a bucket and Mark trying to push me into the bucket. Anyway, but we found a font here.
Yeah, a portable font here, and he means by here at the church conference office, the SDA conference office here in North New South Wales. Yeah, they've got, I think they still have it, a portable font that you can just assemble and fill up with water. I've used it a couple of times.
Yeah, it's good. I done some crying that day when I had to have...
So when was that? That was just before I arrived, eh? So where are we? Yeah. 26, 25. So that was toward the end of 24, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. I can't give you exact
Yeah, date, somewhere there. I remember it was toward the end of 24.
Yeah.
Mark was telling me about it. And this new guy, Matt, just got baptised. I didn't know you from a bar of soap.
No.
And little did I know that we would be like conjoined twins.
Yeah,
Like two pigs in mud.
We're very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't worry about what I'm going to say because I know that you know where I am.
You'll know where I'm tracking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, this is what Matt's trying to say.
But anyway, look, it is a beautiful story. And then Danny came along and I just wanted to help everyone. We had a beautiful guy who passed away, Wayne.
Yeah, top bloke.
He used to do all the work in the kitchen. And then I could see the lady struggling a bit when he passed away. And I thought, I'm going to jump in there. I'll jump on board wherever I can.
He was on the dishwasher 24/7 when we had lunches. That was his ministry.
He was.
And he did such a brilliant job. Yeah, we really miss Wayne.
He did. Yeah.
Top bloke.
He was a wild guy and a beautiful guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought, I'll jump on board here and I'll jump on board there, and I just wanted to. I just love it. And then Danny and Cheryl and pulled me up and said, Matt, would you be interested in being the head deacon?
Wow. And I'm like, huh? Did you ever think you'd be a head deacon?
I never thought
I'd be. Back in the day.
No. I never thought I'd be back at church.
Let alone be a head deacon, someone who is, sort of the lead servant
at
the church.
And I'm blessed. Everything I do, I've got so much to be grateful for. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You are everything.
Amen.
I'm here now because...
And then you had your good mate Jeff come along, and he's a very accomplished musician.
I was going to mention Jeff.
Oh, yeah, go for it, yeah.
Before, and Jeff comes in, and we got talking, and...
He shared his testimony on the radio, as you know.
He did.
Powerful testimony.
He did. He's a very interesting guy, actually. At first I was a bit worried, and then I got to know him and we actually get on really good like
mates. He's a top bloke.
And then I invited him to play with us, and I thought, I might muck this up. But we practiced together and it works really well. I have to say, and he is a great guy.
And I'm telling you, folk, if you ever come to RTM Church, these guys are usually up the front there sharing their gift of music, Jeff, Matt, and we've got Jane as well now, Sherilyn. It's just incredible.
What did you call us?
What did I call you? ABBA. The Australian ABBA version. Well, there were two ladies there at one stage. There were two ladies and two guys. But so when Jane's up there, when there's Jane and Sherilyn and you and Jeff, you guys are ABBA.
That's it, yeah.
Even better looking than ABBA.
Oh, for sure. And then we've also got Kathleen now as well, which is
good. Kathleen, she's she sings and she plays a little what do you call that? The drum box?
The beatbox. Yeah. And other beautiful people that come to our church and go, and just a shout out from me to Heather. Heather. Shout out to Heather if you're listening. We love you and I miss you, and it's really good to see you when you come. So all the best.
Yeah, there's so many beautiful people there at RTM Church. We are just so blessed with a very loving church family. We accept everyone as they are, and we just watch and see how God transforms them in a powerful way. So, yeah, what a journey you have been on, Matt, and, you know, from, yeah, caterpillar to butterfly.
It is butterfly. Oh, it's beautiful.
It's incredible. And, you know, we praise God for how God has led you and guided you. And I know that today you've only shared a small portion of your story, you know. But guess what? If we keep looking to Jesus, one day in eternity we'll have all the time in the world. There are no time constraints.
Exactly.
We'll be able to share the goodness of God and how he has worked in our lives.
For sure. I love sharing it.
Yeah,
as well.
I can tell. And so, yeah, so if you ever want to meet Matt in person, I'm telling you, you'll never be the same. Come to RTM Church. Come to RTM Church. We are there in the main street of Raymond Terrace. You'll find us there. Just look for the Adra Op Shop. And we have an Adra Op Shop there. And so, yeah, they'll probably listen to the Adra Op Shop ladies.
Yeah.
I'm probably tuning in. So big shout out to you, Maureen, and the gang.
Beautiful.
A great op shop there. So we've got a song coming up now before we round off from Casting Crowns, All You've Ever Wanted. And then we'll be back with some final words.
I just looked up today and realized how far away I am from where you are. You gave me life worth dying for, but between the altar and the door I bought the lies that promised more. Here I go again. You down, but somehow I will make you proud. I'll turn this sinking ship around and make it back to you. But all my deeds and my good name are just dirty rags that tear and strain to cover all my guilty stains that you already washed away. 'Cause all you've ever wanted, chains have all been broken. Relentless love has called me from the start. And all you wanted was my heart. I was chasing healing when I'd been made well. I was fighting battles when you conquered hell. Living free but from a prison cell. Lord, I'll lay it down today. So I'll stop living off of how I feel. Start standing on your truth revealed. Jesus is my strength, my shield. And he will never fail me. 'Cause all you've ever wanted, all you've ever wanted, all you've ever wanted was my heart. The freedoms of the broken, my chains. All you've ever
That was a beautiful song from Casting Crowns, All You've Ever Wanted. And folk, can't believe it, but we are heading to the finishing line. And final plug for Decoding Bible Prophecy. Matt wants you to be a winner. And so LU26 code is the word you need to text to 0488817624. Well, we've had a fantastic program today, Matt. I just really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being willing to come onto the Looking Up Show and to share your journey of faith, how the Lord has led and guided you from this caterpillar experience to a butterfly, to this beautiful butterfly experience. So do you have any final words, any final thoughts? Do you want to just make mention of any individuals in a special way that had an impact on your life?
There's a couple of things I would just want to quite real quickly is out of all that, coming back home to church and meeting Cheryl, and now I have breakfast with all my friends every year.
Amen.
Once a year.
Amen.
And, sorry.
That's all right, mate.
That's how beautiful the Lord is and what he does. Anyway, and to my dad and my mum has passed. Dad's still here. He's 89. He'll be 90 soon. Anyway, mum and dad opened up the first op shop at Chickley.
Yes.
And my mother, with the childhood she had, as I told you at the beginning, she passed away about 12 years ago, and the life that she had as a child she wasn't going to do to her own children. And I saw Mum say at her deathbed not long before that she gives her all glory to him.
Amen.
So I look so forward, and she will not be expected.
You're looking forward to seeing your mum, eh, in the kingdom.
I am.
What a reunion that'll be.
It'll be beautiful. She won't be expecting me, though.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. She'll have a happy surprise.
Yes, and Dad, to you too, if you're listening, you did a good job. You did have nothing to be guilty for. You got – all of us have a choice.
Amen. Amen.
All of us have a choice.
Beautiful words. Beautiful words.
Thank you all so much for listening. And I've had such a good day. This is a blessing coming here. Thank you so much, Denny. You're a top guy. You're my mate.
I'll continue to give you that $50 a week. So, it's a blessing to be part of a loving church family. And folk, if you are not part of a church family, Matt, we cannot highly recommend a loving church family, can we?
It's
so essential.
No, it's got eternity. Oh, wonderful people. Absolutely. Love, not hate.
We're preparing for eternity by being part of a faith family here. And Sue, our friend Sue, she said, don't forget to tell people that Boolaroo's a friendly, happy church family. And yes, indeed, Boolaroo Church. They're my two churches. I'm blessed to be at Boolaroo and RTM, two wonderful churches where, you know, there's just so much love and care and kindness, and just such a blessing to pastor these two churches and to be part of it. So, and also on a Tuesday afternoon, Matt, we have a Bible study there at RTM, 3 p.m. So yes. Matt's there. He sets up everything for me ahead of time, and I've got to often rush away after the Bible study. So he packs everything up, and everyone's welcome to come along, aren't they?
They are welcome to come along.
And so you'll meet Matt again.
For sure.
He might even play a song for you.
I have done it before.
I know you have. So anyway, and and at Boolaroo at 6:30, we have a Bible study there on a Wednesday night. So if you're there, anywhere around the area, you're welcome to come along. We're going through the book of Daniel at the moment. So just finally, this coming Friday night at Hamilton SDA Church there in Newcastle, Final Allegiance America in Crisis. We'd love for you to be there. Go to the website, register. If you can't be there, we will have the entire program live streamed. So go to Hamilton SDA Church, New South Wales, and you'll be able to watch it from 7 p.m. on Friday night if you can't be there in person. So it's been wonderful to hang out with everyone. We've got the Adelaide Drive Time Show following this, so make sure you don't go away. Continue to tune in. And I'm going to have a prayer for you, Matt, and pray for all of our listeners and praise God for what he has done.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we just want to thank you and praise you for all your blessings. We want to thank you and praise you for the way you work in mighty ways to take people from where they are to where you would have them be. Thank you, Lord, for Matt. Thank you for the way you've guided and led him, and thank you for the way you've blessed him in so many ways and the way he was able to share that journey, even in a small way, this afternoon with all of us. So we pray that you'll continue to bless him and lead him and guide him and his family. And, Lord, may we all be ready to meet you when you come in the clouds of heaven. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
And I just want to finally finish off with this scripture, which I think is really fitting. From 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Apostle Paul writes, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new."
Amen.
And that is your story. Christ, you are a new creature. So, folk, thank you for joining us today on The Looking Up Show. And remember, fear looks around, regret looks back, but faith always looks up. Keep looking up, and God bless. Till next time.
Looking up, don't give up, don't give up when there's pain deep in your heart. Keep looking up, don't give up, don't give up, should the tears begin to start. With a prayer, all your cares he will cast into the depths of the sea. His love is always there for me.